WJTL bringing you Skillet, The Last Night, and Mike Donaghy's new song, All Together. Good morning, it's 7:20.
Good morning, friends. Weather-wise today, sunny, high 81, very pleasant. Tonight, mostly clear, low 55. Tomorrow, equally as lovely, high 81 and mostly sunny skies. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high around 86. And then Sunday, partly sunny, again, a chance of showers or storms, high 90. We're at 58 in Harrisburg and also here in Mannheim.
This morning, our friend Robert Peck is with us. He's the headmaster at the Samuel School. Robert, I can't believe you guys have been around and celebrating 10 years. Right. I remember the first time you came on to tell us about how God used a dream to bring the school into fruition. Give us the quick background on that.
Yeah. So I worked in inner city Harrisburg in public education, and I just started to pray, God, there's got to be more than this for children. And so that same night I prayed, the Lord gave me a dream, and I saw a group of children that were in a traditional one-story schoolhouse, and it had a glass wall, and there's beautiful green pastures outside. And I was walking with my pastor, and I said, look, the children are trying to break out. And on the other side of the glass wall was a group of about five children, a 12-year-old boy in the middle, and he was holding a musket and pointing it at the glass wall like he wanted to break out. And so when I woke up, I knew that was an answer to my prayer. And so I started, you know, for years just to study education during the time of the musket, which is quite phenomenal. Like, the, you know, it was so bibliocentric and, you know, the values, the characters that existed during that time period.
Yeah, that's very cool. And now, 10 years later, here you are doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah. You just started this Capital Area Apprentice Program. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we piloted. We just call it the CAP program for short. We piloted it last year, had a few students. And so the idea is they go to traditional school on campus on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then they go out into the community and do apprenticeships in their area of interest on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so the idea is, you know, on the site, disciples. They learn the trade. They become, you know, physically active in a career that they're interested in. And then they can say, hey, is this something that I want to invest in after high school?
Yeah, that's very cool.
So cool.
Now, also, you guys have Christian Montessori for your pre-K and your early on. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So hands-on learning is not just good for high school students, but also for elementary. And so, yes, we have a Christian Montessori, very, you know, engaging, active, and it allows children, it really honors them for the small people they are, you know, to have the liberty to pursue their interests, but also, you know, we guide them with, you know, the basics that they still need to have down, reading and writing and so forth.
Now, school is out. You're on summer vacation.
Yay.
But folks are starting to think about the fall. If folks are interested in finding out more about your school for their kids, for their students, how do they do that?
Yeah, easiest way is just go to our website at samuelschool.com.
Check it out, samuelschool.com, located in Harrisburg, samuelschool.com. Thank you, Robert.
Thank
Great
you.
To see you.
Yeah,
thank you so
well,
much
Fred.
For stopping by. Elevation Worship, back to the music. Here's Rattle, WJTL.